pull them across that creek two or three times. There'd be some deep water all around. We'd just be riding along talking. And I'd be out in the lead just talking and telling these boys in Dreckville, no boy's horse, and just go from outside.
You take him right over to it.
Oh, huh? Yeah.
I knew pretty well where I was going, best to tell.
Uh-huh.
We'd have a lot of fun.
Is this the way you broke your horses when you could?
You could break them out of the way pretty quick, I'll tell you.
Hmm.
No, we just broke them up, snub them up, and put that saddle on, crawl on, swing the gate of them.
Hmm. Hope you don't fall off, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I used to do that indeed. I'd hear a bad horse and go over there maybe 10, 12 mile ride over there, just see if I could ride it. I just wild his horse, I didn't care. Bogging it.
Boy, that's hard in the backbone, isn't it?
But now I can't ride, hardly ride in the car.
Hmm.
Well, I can ride in the car, right? But I mean, back then, I didn't think more about riding a pitching horse, and I didn't even like to, just wild his horse, didn't care. Never thought about getting hurt.
That was for somebody else, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think it's that way. If you're good at something, you don't think about getting hurt. You think
well,
that's...
back when you're young,
Well,
we come up the hard way, and just, we didn't have no chutes or nothing there a long time. Just heel them old cows and pull them down, and they'd fight, and cows run over me and everything. Hmm. Pay no more attention. Get to laugh at some color, just die of laugh.
Yeah, somebody had a particularly bad time. You don't sympathize with him, you laugh at him.
Oh, no. And I never thought about getting hurt.
Well, I think that's part of the attitude. You don't sympathize, but laugh and realize it's just part of the game. Where did they dock the ferry? Where did the ferry come in? What did they call that place?
Well, of course, they just had a ferry on Red River, right there below Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Now, Oscar, that's a little...
That used to be a store there and a post office, but it's not there now.
That's it was below Terrell?
Between, it's below Terrell. It's between Oscar and Nocona. That's where we're going to, you see. Nocona was an old town.
Mm-hmm. Now, where's Spanish Fort from here?
Spanish Fort is... Well, it's down the river from Oscar there. It's right in this direction.
About two big bends, huh?
Huh?
Is it about two big bends?
Oh, there's what they call a big bend down there, close to that.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Burlington, Spanish Fort. They call it Burlington, and they call it Spanish Fort. It's all the same place. I've been there twice in my life. Mm-hmm. There used to be a lot of people killed there at Red River Crossing.
In Spanish Fort?
No, there were a lot of people killed at Spanish Fort too. They had saloons there.
Mm.
And but that Red River Crossing, there was a lot of people crossing cattle there. And a lot of outlaws.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they'd get in a gun battle. Ain't no telling what they would do.
Mm-hmm. Then dodge over into IT and Texans couldn't get after him, huh? Hmm. What do you call good, rich, sandy soil? Good, rich, light soil?
Well, it's down mostly on the rivers.
You call that a loam, or?
It's a sandy loam.
Mm-hmm. Raise good melons in it?
Huh?
Raise good watermelons in it?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I saw some of the watermelons up at...
Rush Spring?
Yeah.